Therefore, whoever thinks he or she is standing secure should take careful not to fall. You know, my dear friends in Christ, on any given day, we can turn on Dr. Phil or anything on Oprah's network, or heaven help us all, reruns of Jerry Springer, and we'll find people who really, together, they're essentially doing one thing. They are confessing to the world their deepest and darkest and most regrettable sins and secrets. In fact, really, just about the only place now that people aren't confessing too often are in the confessionals of most churches. And think about it for a moment. What a sort of a strange, at times, what a strange upside-down world we live in. People won't hesitate to go on national television and air as it is their dirty laundry, yet they avoid the sacrament of reconciliation. This most profound gift, this opportunity to receive sacramental forgiveness, a chance to be renewed and start fresh, and often we just let it slip through our hands. The sacrament of reconciliation is so much more about the infinite mercy of God than it ever is about our sins. In our Holy Gospel today, it really offers us a parable that reminds us something that we all know, but in honest reflection, we have to again and again come before Jesus and ask for, and that is to be humble enough to accept that all of us, myself included, first and foremost, we need renewal, we need repentance, we are always in need of a fresh start. The parable in today's gospel, of course, God the Father is the owner of the fig tree, and of course, the fig tree represents us, and in this parable, we have failed to produce good fruit. Now, being the wise landowner, God the Father wants to get rid of it. He wants to tear it out. But the gardener of the land, who in this parable is our Lord Jesus, he put his father with the landowner. Well, let's give it another chance. He tells the owner he will take special care of the fig tree. He will cultivate it. He'll give it every opportunity to grow and produce good fruit. The owner agrees, and the fig tree is saved. But notice, in this parable, there is only a year time limit given for this fig tree to flourish. Many theologians say in the parable, perhaps that is representing the limited time we have here on our earthly journey. As I mentioned at the start of Holy Mass, so here we are, we're halfway in the Lenten season, and as the church always does so beautifully, it's calling us to review our lives and really stop fooling ourselves into thinking that we are not in any need of repentance, that we are not in need of God, that all we are is who we need. And all of our scripture today tells us of this sense of false security. So at this Holy Mass today, let us ask ourselves, not so much in fear and trembling, but really just in honest reflection and humility and with really brutal honesty before God. Ask our loving Jesus to enlighten our hearts. Are we truly living, and are we truly loving the way that we should? And if not, it's time to start now. That is the beauty of the Catholic faith, of our church, of the Eucharist, of the sacraments, always empowering us to start fresh. And the holy season of Lent, it does challenge us to really examine our hearts, to change our lives, to admit that we need a fresh start. Even more, our church is calling us this weekend to open our hearts to embrace the sacrament of reconciliation. Now, I tell you from my own personal experience as a young man, prior to seminary and priesthood, of course, although I was always pretty faithful to the church, I stayed away from this sacrament probably over a decade. I know full well we can all come up with excuses of why that sacrament perhaps is not something that we partake in. We can say, "Oh, Father, I haven't gone to confession in years." Or we say, "Father, I forgot what prayers to say. The act of contrition always messes me up." Or probably the worst thing we can say in the eyes of God, all we are really doing is fooling ourselves. We say, well, Father, really, in my life, I haven't done anything really that bad. But our parable today really should challenge us in a beautiful way to not put off what God is calling us to do today. You know, even St. Augustine, one of the greatest saints, theologians of the church, when he was a young man, he made excuse after excuse. His prayer every day when he was in his 20s was, Lord, make me pure and holy, but not yet. That's what he would say to the Lord. So I say to you, if it has been many years since you celebrated the Holy Sacrament, know that you will be greeted with love and mercy by myself or any priest who you come to. Even if you don't know all the prayers, we will gently guide you through that Holy Sacrament. Just know the mercy of God is calling you. In the weeks ahead, we'll have it in the future bulletins, but before the 4:30 Mass on Saturday, and before this Mass, I'll be available for about an hour before Mass for Holy Confession. No pressure, just a gentle encouragement from our Lord to open up that opportunity. Our students have a beautiful opportunity, and all are welcome, actually, on Tuesday evening, most Tuesday evenings through the school year. We have Adoration and Confession at 7, and then Mass at 8. But if God is prompting you in your heart to celebrate this sacrament, there's no better time than now. You know, really, all of our gospel today, really, and throughout Scripture, when we speak of things of producing good fruit, of agricultural themes, it's all about pruning ourselves spiritually, right? Putting away with the things that are dead in our hearts and souls are dying and refreshing them with that which is living. The living God, the Holy Sacraments working through the beauty of the church and the Eucharist. Ultimately, we are told that our Lord is merciful. He will let us for a while put off and make excuses, but God will always be calling us. Trust me, I speak from personal experience. He will keep calling and calling until we answer. Today, on this third Sunday of Lent, let us trust the call of God in our hearts. Let us be unafraid to take that leap of faith, because truly, in the end, when our earthly lives are over, by our fruits, good or bad, we will be known.